Appearing at the National Press Club, the Air Force Chief of Staff addressed a variety of topics, but for some, the big takeaway might have been his view that increases in the amount that service members and retirees pay for their health care benefits seemed inescapable.
Health care for the Department of Defense at the moment is about a $40 billion level of effort. And by 2015, it will probably be in the $60 to $65 billion level of effort. As you look at the DOD budget, that's probably 12, 13, 14% of the entire defense budget. That is serious money. And the reality is that the co-pays for TRICARE, which is a very good program, certainly on par with any others in the country, have not changed since 1985. I think it is inescapable that a change will have to be made. If we're not careful, these unbounded costs can force out military content elsewhere in the Department of Defense portfolio. That is worrisome.
General Schwartz also talked about budget issues, weighing in on Secretary Robert Gates' plan to shift $100 billion in the defense budget from overhead to combat capabilities over the next 5 years. He added a multi-year procurement for the F-35 strike fighter jets would make sense under certain circumstances.
We had a target, as many of you are aware, of about $28 billion. And we're in the midst now of program review, which is a process that will last through the holidays and result in the president's budget in the early part of next year. And it will be at that point when the president's budget is announced that the efficiency initiatives that each of the services has undertaken will become clear to all. I think with respect to multi-year, that clearly, without a specific weapon system application, clearly multi-year makes sense if you have a long-term procurement, the prospect for long-term procurements, and you can assure budget stability. And so, yes, we as an Air Force favor multi-year when it meets those two criteria.
On the issue of keeping alive the joint F-35 strike fighter engine program, General Schwartz suggests there may be savings to be had through competition between the GE Rolls-Royce partnership and Pratt & Whitney over the life of the program. Advocates of having two engine makers have argued that it saved the department money on the F-16 program. The general says that's comparing apples and oranges.
You know, people look back at history in the 80s. A key thing to understand is that we're not operating with the Dash 100 engines of the vintage 80 era anymore. These are much more reliable, much better products than they were in the 80s. That's point one. Point two is that we currently operate aircraft with a single engine. Admittedly, these are two-engine aircraft, but the F-22 is a single engine, F-119. The F-A-18 is a single engine, the F-414. The bottom line is this is not unprecedented. Third, I don't deny that competition might well result in some savings over the long run. The question is whether we can afford it in the short term. And I have to be candid that if Rolls and GE are so confident that their product will succeed and bring value to the taxpayer, I'm just it would be nice if they put a little bit more against that $1.9 billion bill that they'd like the taxpayer to undertake.
On the order of acquisitions reform, improving cost schedule performance outcomes and the like, General Schwartz says the acquisition improvement plan has been effective for the Air Force.
Inherent in that plan were a number of initiatives to, again, regain that excellence in acquisition for which the Air Force was widely known in the not-too-distant past. And that included bringing back into the government fold, into the Air Force, certain things which we for a while had allowed to migrate outside the government to prime contractors, system integrators, if you will. That includes cost estimators, program management, financial managers, and very importantly, system engineering expertise, which allows us to run a program, to know when things are wishful thinking and when they're not. And so we are rebuilding that capacity, the competitive process, and in that regard, certainly we favor competition. It is likely to produce a better product, likely to produce one at less cost to the taxpayer. However, it is not necessarily the only solution set. And there are certain instances where either for the time or the resources available where it might make sense to have a hybrid sort of approach where it's competitive in part and perhaps not in others. What I'm suggesting is that a doctrine that says we'll compete everything is as foolish as an approach which suggests that we'll be cavalier about pursuing competition.
Moreover, the general says some of the broader problems the military will face going forward may be resolved by the new Air-Sea Battle Plan. That plan integrates the capabilities of the Air Force and the Navy, providing efficiencies in rapid deployment, a reduction in the duplication of missions, and combined acquisition. He says interoperability will be enhanced under the new battle plan, having effects on the bottom line department-wide. Scott Carr, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.